Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Sherry Altman. I placed an order for a spy camera pen, and I was told that I was going to be charged $695, and I was charged almost $65 extra on top of that.
Okay, I can look that information up for you. Let's see. What's your zip code?
19029.
And what's your name again, ma'am?
Sherry Altman, SHERRIALTMAN.
Okay, and will you please verify the mailing address?
124 Hutchinson Avenue, Essington, PA, 19029.
Okay, and I do see the charge $695 shipping and handling for the spy camera pen, and then mm-hmm. the charge of $64.99. So it looks like the terms and conditions states that you're enrolled into a factory savings club. So every month you're charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to use on that online web store.
Okay. Is there any possible way I can cancel that and return the pen? Because I was not expecting the extra $65 charge.
Okay. I can go ahead and cancel that account out. And I do have that cancellation confirmation number, but they don't accept those products back to the warehouse, so that's yours to keep. But we did get that account canceled for you.
Okay. So will I be reimbursed the $65?
It is a valid charge, but we can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
That's better than nothing. Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you say? The phone went out.
I'm sorry?
What did you say when you started speaking? The phone went in and out.
I'm sorry. I said it's better than nothing.
Okay. Well, yes. I'll go ahead and process that refund. They ask that you allow at least 3 to 5 business days, and you should see that as a credit on your statement.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
All right. And could you email me the cancellation confirmation number, please?
Yes. I will go ahead and do that. Yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and process that for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
All right. You too.